Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. Today is day number 4, and we are doing Mesechtas Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Gimel. So if you recall yesterday, we were discussing the halacha. The Mishnah was telling us that there are times when one can initiate or at least respond to someone who comes into the room while they're still in the middle of saying the Brachos of Krishma or Krishma itself. And the Mishnah had a couple chilukim, a couple differentiations. One was, who is the type of person? Is someone you are mipnei hayira? You are fearful of them. Fearful maybe pikuach nefesh. Although there are some rishonim who say no, fear actually means someone you are mora of. You're mora of your parents, a mora of fear of your rebbe. And then there's also those who was because of kavod, out of respect, a rosh hashiva. We discussed yesterday there was a difference between if it was between verses or between Parakim, between Shema and Vahayim Shemoa, versus in middle of Vahayim Shemoa. So today we're going to actually discuss what are those chilukim, what are those differences, what are the different parakim, the different points at which we can say, now you can respond or initiate. Eiluhein bein haparakim. The Mishnah Beis begins, this is between the parakim. This is between the chapters. Bein bracha rishona lishnia. So between the two first brachos of Yotzi Hamaoros and Ahava Rabba. Bein Shnia l'Shema, Ahava Rabba et Shema. Bein Shema l'Vahaya im Shemoa. Bein Vahaya im Shemoa l'Vayomer. Bein Vayomer l'Emes V'yatziv. So all those, it's kind of logical. If you open the Siddur, those are clear breaking points. Rabbi Yehuda Omer bein Vayomer v'Emes V'yatziv lo yafsik. One should not take a break between Vayomer and Emes L'yatziv. As we know, Hashem L'keichem Emes, Emes is not actually part of the Shema, but it's actually part of Emes V'yatziv. We want to make sure that there's no break between the two. Omer Yeshua ben Karcha. Says Yeshua ben Karcha, why is it that we have to say these three chapters of Shema every day, these three parts of Shema every day, as in Shema, Vahayam Shemoa, and Vayomer, but why do you say in this particular order of Shema, Vahayam Shemoa, and then Vayomer? Says Yeshua ben Karcha, Loma Kodma Shema, Vahayam Shemoa, Ela Kadeshi Kawa, Olav Olmach Shema, and Tchila. First and foremost, you should mikav ol malchus shemayim. You should say, "God, you are the King, and I am accepting the yoke of heaven." The achakach yikav ol mitzvos. Afterwards, you mikav el the mitzvos. V'hayom shemo is all about how if we follow Hashem's mitzvos, and the land will respond in kind. So first we say shema, accepting the yoke of heaven, and then we accept mitzvos. V'hayom shemo levayomer v'hayom shemo noag biyom ubalayla. And the reason v'hayom shemo comes first is because that applies all the time. Whereas Vayomer ain't a nog el b'yom. As we said yesterday, Vayomer only applies, as in tzitzis, only applies during the day. So we say, Shema, first accepting the yoke of heaven, Vayom Shema, accepting mitzvos, and then Vayomer, which only comes at night, and therefore we put it last. Mishnah Gimel. Hakore Shema v'lo shmil ozno yotze. What happens if someone reads Shema so quietly they cannot hear themselves saying it? Yotze. It works. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, lo yotze. Ryozi says you're not yotze, you have to say it in a way that when you say the words, you at least yourself can hear what you're saying. And the Mishnah Berurah here says, b'di'eved, it works, but l'chatchila, why don't you try to say it in a way that they can hear what they're saying? Obviously not to bother the people next to you. Kore v'lo dipduk b'os yoseh. What happens if you read it, but you're not careful with the enunciation of each word, and you end up slurring words, or you put words together? There are some words there are some words in Shema that sound very similar, or the words come very closely together, such as we say al livavicha. So it's al livavicha. It's lamed lamed, right? Al livavicha. You could say al livavicha. It sounds, you only say the lamed once. It sounds like one word, so you're not careful enunciating it. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotze, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo Yotze. Rabbi Yossi says you're Yotze, you fulfill your obligation. Rabbi Yehuda says you have not. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says b'di'eved it works lechatchila. You should be very careful to enunciate all the words. He says, he talks about how meritorious it is to actually say all the words carefully and clearly and crisply, so that you can enunciate and really say exactly what the way in which the words are supposed to be said. Hakore l'mafreya lo yotze. What happens if you read the paragraphs out of order? Not yotze. We actually paskin, I believe you are yotze. Kore v'ta yachser l'mokam shita. What? Excuse me. There's two types of Hakoreh L'Mefreya. There's a Hakoreh L'Mefreya where I read the paragraphs out of order, then you are Yotzei. Hakoreh L'Mefreya, however, if you read the verses, individual verses out of order, as I read, let's say, before I read Shema, then you're not Yotzei. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Koreh V'ta, what if you're reading and you make a mistake? You skip over a word? Yachzir L'Mokum Shita. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Shema, but rather go back to the place in which you skip the word and begin from there again until you conclude it. And that concludes Mishnah Gimel. Everyone should have a wonderful day.